This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. President Draupadi Murmu has said that education is a powerful means of empowerment as it enables individuals to become self-reliant, aware and capable. The president was addressing the tribal beneficiaries of scholarship scheme in New Delhi today. She highlighted that the government scholarship schemes have transformed the lives of tribals by enabling access to higher education and new opportunities. She said true development can only be achieved when all sections of society progress socially, economically and educationally.
युवा हमारे राष्ट्र की शक्ति आशा और उज्जवल भविष्य की प्रतीक है मेरी सभी युवाओं विशेषकर जनजातीय समुदाय के युवाओं से अनुरोध है कि उन्हें अपनी जड़ों और अपने लोगों को नहीं भूलना चाहिए युवा शक्ति विरासत पर गर्व करते हुए आधुनिक शिक्षा और तकनीकों के बल पर आगे बढ़े तब सशक्त समृद्ध और आत्मनिर्भर भारत का निर्माण होगा
A delegation of Nepal's ruling Rashtriya Swatantra Party led by party president Rabi Lamichhane met BJP president Nitin Naveen in New Delhi as a part of the No BJP initiative. Welcoming the delegation, Mr. Naveen highlighted the close and historic ties between India and Nepal, rooted in shared civilizational heritage, cultural bonds and strong people-to-people relations. Mr. Naveen shared insights into the BJP's journey, ideology, organizational structure and its people-centric approach to political engagement. Deputy President of South Africa, Siphokosa Paulus Mashatile, called on Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan in New Delhi. He was accompanied by a high-level delegation comprising senior ministers and officials of the Government of South Africa. The two leaders held productive discussions on strengthening the India-South Africa bilateral relations with a focus on trade, investment, defence cooperation, skills development and enhancing people-to-people ties. The centre has notified amendments to the Immigration and Foreigners Rules mandating that foreigners arriving in India for up to 180 days must register themselves before the expiry of their visa if they seek to extend their stay in the country. Previously, registrations had to be completed within 14 days after the end of the 180-day period. However, late registration beyond this period will now be permitted only under emergent circumstances. For the first time, an online appeal system has been added in the rules. The Supreme Court today took a serious note of encroachments within the protected areas of the Agasthyamalai ecological landscape in Tamil Nadu and Kerala. The Apex Court directed that a time-bound eviction plan be prepared and implemented on a priority basis. The top court also directed that disciplinary and legal action be initiated against all identified 118 serving and retired government servants who are found to be encroachers. Unified Payments Interface, UPI, has achieved 23.2 billion transaction counts in the last month. In a social media post, the Department of Financial Services thanked the citizens for embracing digital payments. UPI has emerged as the world's largest real-time payments platform, anchoring the country's digital economy. Health and Family Welfare Minister J.P. Nadda has said that country's healthcare approach has evolved from a predominantly curative model to a comprehensive framework consisting of preventive, rehabilitative, palliative and geriatric care. He was addressing the second convocation ceremony of AIIMS Bhatinda in Punjab today. The India Meteorological Department or IMD has forecast that the southwest monsoon is likely to set in over Kerala around Thursday. The conditions are favourable for further advance of the southwest monsoon into some more parts of the Lakshadweep Islands, Kerala, Tamil Nadu and the remaining parts of southeast Bay of Bengal from around 4th of June. Benchmark domestic equity indices rebounded today and closed around 0.5% higher. The BSE Sensex rose 383 points to close at 74,650. The NSE Nifty gained 101 points to settle at 23,484. And in women's cricket, the third and final T20 international of the series between India and hosts England will be played at Taunton tonight. The match will begin at 11 p.m. IST. And that is the end of this news bulletin.